Corporate Governance and Board Challenges in the Digital Era. CMA Dr. A.S. Durgaprasad. Past President, ICAI, Chairman, NCC Ltd. SMT Umashankar. Former Executive Director, Reserve Bank of India. Abstract. Corporate governance has evolved through successive regulatory reforms aimed at strengthening board oversight, accountability, and transparency. However, the digital era has fundamentally altered the nature of governance challenges faced by boards. Traditional assumptions that financial, strategic, operational, and compliance risks can be managed independently have collapsed. Instead, risks now converge, amplify, and propagate across domains at unprecedented speed. This article examines how digital technologies, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, geopolitics, organizational culture, and information overload are reshaping board responsibilities. It argues that governance excellence in the digital era depends less on formal structures and more on boards' collective sense-making capacity, judgment, and continuous stewardship. 1. Introduction, the end of comfortable assumptions. Corporate governance has been a subject of sustained focus for decades. In India, successive committees appointed by the government, including the Kumar Mangalam Birla Committee, 1999, Naresh Chandra Committee, 2002, Narayan Murthy Committee, 2003, Dr. J.J. Irani Committee on Company Law, 2005, and the Uday Kotak Committee, 2017, have examined governance failures, proposed reforms, and seen many recommendations translated into regulation and practice. Yet, despite this progress, governance today faces a more fundamental challenge. For much of the last century, governance evolved around a reassuring assumption that financial, strategic, operational, and compliance risks could be understood, overseen, and mitigated as largely separate categories. Boards reflected this thinking through committee structures, reporting lines, and assurance frameworks. That architecture has quietly collapsed. In today's business environment, risks no longer respect boundaries. They bleed into one another, amplifying and accelerating across domains in ways that challenge even the most experienced directors. A cyber incident rapidly becomes a reputational crisis. Mandatory disclosure to stock exchanges magnifies reputational damage, while media amplification erodes trust. AI-driven decisions simultaneously raise regulatory, ethical, and brand concerns. Cultural weaknesses surface as financial underperformance or compliance failures. Many boards sense this convergence intuitively long before they have the language or tools to describe it. 2. From siloed oversight to a digital risk system. Until recently, artificial intelligence, data governance, and cybersecurity were treated as discrete oversight topics. That framing is no longer tenable. These domains have converged into a single digital risk system, woven through strategy, operations, culture, reputation, and regulatory exposure. Artificial intelligence is increasingly reshaping risk management itself, altering not only how risks are identified and monitored, but how decisions are made. Global surveys of risk leaders consistently identify data quality as the foundational requirement for unlocking AI's potential. Without reliable, high-quality data, AI systems generate outputs that may appear precise but are fundamentally misleading. Boards do not need to understand how AI works at a technical level. They do, however, need to understand what AI changes. Decision velocity and delegation. The scale and speed at which errors propagate. Accountability for outcomes driven by opaque models. Assumptions underpinning control, assurance, and audit. Illustrative examples. Example 1. Cyber risk propagation. A ransomware attack on a company's customer database may initially appear as an IT incident, but its impact quickly cascades across the enterprise. Operations can be disrupted as systems are taken on a regulatory exposure arises under data protection laws, and reputational damage erodes customer trust and market value. For the board, this illustrates that cyber risk is not merely a technology issue but a strategic and governance concern requiring oversight of risk preparedness, incident response capability, and management accountability across functions. Example 2. AI governance and ethical risk. The deployment of AI-driven decision systems in areas such as credit scoring, hiring, or customer profiling can create significant governance challenges if not properly supervised. An algorithm trained on biased or incomplete data may lead to discriminatory outcomes, triggering regulatory scrutiny, legal liability, and loss of stakeholder confidence. This underscores the board's responsibility to oversee AI governance frameworks, including data integrity, ethical use, transparency, and alignment with evolving regulatory expectations, rather than delegating these risks solely to management or technical teams. Digital risk is no longer episodic or containable. It is continuous, systemic, and strategic. Regulators are already signaling this shift through AI accountability regimes, data protection laws, and cyber resilience expectations, OECD, 2019, EU Artificial Intelligence Act, 2024. 3. Geopolitics moves into the boardroom. Geopolitics is no longer an external backdrop. It directly shapes supply chains, talent mobility, regulatory environments, capital flows, and brand perception. Boards increasingly find that strategies approved 18 months earlier feel outdated as geopolitical conditions evolve far faster than traditional planning cycles allow. Boards do not need to become geopolitical experts. They need a geopolitical posture, a structured way to scan, interpret, and integrate geopolitical signals into strategic judgment. This includes understanding exposure concentrations, stress testing assumptions about markets and suppliers, recognizing second and third order effects of geopolitical shocks. In practice, this requires moving beyond static scenario planning toward continuous strategic sense-making, World Economic Forum, 2023. 4. Culture and leadership as determinants of resilience. Culture and leadership are no longer soft issues delegated to human resources. They are central to enterprise resilience and therefore core governance responsibilities. Failure to recognize this exposes boards to interconnected risks. Financial underperformance rooted in misalignment, incentive distortion, or leadership fatigue. Operational risk in high dependency areas such as cybersecurity, safety, and risk management. Compliance failures where overloaded teams fail to escalate early warning signals. Board fatigue itself, challenge quality and decision discipline. Reputational damage, as cultural failures increasingly prompt scrutiny of board oversight. High-profile corporate failures over the past decade consistently demonstrate that cultural warning signs were visible long before outcomes crystallized. Financial Reporting Council, 2018. 5. Information abundance and interpretation scarcity. Modern boards rarely suffer from lack of information. The more acute challenge is distinguishing signal from noise and achieving shared interpretation. Information overload creates a new class of governance risk. Strategic delay as uncertainty paralyzes decision-making. Blind spots across interconnected risks. Dysfunctional group dynamics, including deference, groupthink, or silence. Reputational exposure when crises reveal that boards had information but lacked collective understanding. Governance insight, from data overload to decisive oversight. Issue, boards receive extensive dashboards but lack early warning signals. Illustration, cyber reports show 99.9% uptime yet omit metrics such as incident detection time or third-party risk exposure. Regulatory context, India SEBI and RBI increasingly expect boards to focus on key risk indicators rather than the volume of reporting. AI oversight practice, board-approved AI governance frameworks incorporating bias testing, explainability reviews, and Digital Personal Data Protection Act compliance. Outcome, in several cases, boards have paused or redesigned AI systems after identifying unfair or opaque outcomes, thereby preventing regulatory and reputational fallout. The core issue is not data availability but sense-making capacity, the board's ability to integrate fragmented insights into coherent judgment. 6. The rise of personal accountability. Personal liability, investor activism, and reputational exposure have decisively shifted from the organization to the individual director. Regulatory actions, public inquiries, and shareholder scrutiny increasingly focus on what boards knew, how they challenged management, and whether oversight was credible. This fundamentally alters board dynamics. The most material governance risk today is not management capability alone but the board's own capacity, capability, and coherence. The critical governance question therefore becomes, is the board a strategic asset or merely a passive reviewer of management outputs? 7. From episodic oversight to continuous stewardship. In the digital era, governance must evolve. From episodic oversight to continuous value creation. From static agendas to dynamic sense-making. From rear-view compliance to forward-leaning stewardship. Digital velocity, data abundance, and systemic interdependencies require boards to anticipate emerging risks and opportunities, integrate real-time insights, and actively shape long-term value, not merely assure past performance. McKinsey and Company, 2022. 8. Evolving board structures and practices. Active boards embed digital oversight into core governance processes rather than treating it as an add-on. 8.1 Restructuring board agendas and processes. Rebalancing agendas toward forward-looking strategy. Allocating explicit time to digital, AI, regulatory, and transformation risks. Using secure digital portals, real-time dashboards, and collaboration tools to enhance decision quality. 8.2 Monitoring governance effectiveness. Tracking indicators such as time spent on strategy, digital maturity, innovation outcomes, and transformation-linked risks. Conducting annual board and committee evaluations. Introducing term limits and structured refreshment to sustain cognitive diversity. commissioning periodic governance and capability audits. These mechanisms must be embedded meaningfully not as compliance rituals, but as foundations for reflection, course correction, and renewal. 9. The central governance challenge. The solution to modern governance challenges is not more committees, frameworks, or compliance layers. The central challenge lies in strengthening the conditions under which directors can make sense of uncertainty. Test management's assumptions. Engage in high-quality, constructive challenge. Converge on coherent, value-creating decisions. In the digital era, governance excellence is defined less by formal structure and more by judgment, discipline, and collective intelligence at the board table.